catch up at Ivy Tech this afternoon, and we are going to do so. And we will with our great friend, the Dean of the Lee Merchant School of Nursing. It's Kim Roach. Kim, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well today. Thank you.
Well, thanks for making time for us. We know how busy everything is going with the second 8 weeks getting started last week. The nursing program is one of the most competitive around. We know everybody has to, that's not one of those things you can just pick up at the last minute. Well, how did the first 8 weeks go, and how are, well, early days of the second portion of the spring semester going? Great to have you with us today.
Yeah, thank you. We had a great first 8 weeks of the spring term. It's always great to see students come back after break and start the new year off pursuing their journeys and reaching those goals. And had a lot of students complete successfully first 8 week courses. Second 8 weeks is looking good. For the second 8 weeks of nursing in the nursing program, it's always very exciting because it is our time to apply for students who are interested in coming into the nursing program starting in our fall semester. So that second 8 week term for our students are really busy getting application ready, completing prerequisite courses to make them application eligible for the nursing program. And it's always exciting in the spring for second 8 weeks. We get ready to bring new students on in our nursing family in the upcoming fall term, and at the same time we really get excited because it is one of our largest opportunities to complete students as well. So the second 8 weeks, especially in the spring term, we start thinking about graduation and really being able to contribute to the nursing profession as we graduate new nurses in the month of May. So this is really a great time for our program, and I'm excited to be here to share about that today.
Kim Roach is our guest, and again, the nursing program has exploded over the last decade at Ivy Tech. You have been kind of up from the ground floor moving forward. How impressed and how proud of you have you been seeing this progress come forward and the partnerships in the community you guys have built to make sure we're getting enough people in and enough people, like you said, graduated and into that workforce moving forward?
Yeah, so I have been the dean of nursing. I'm still a little bit new to this particular role. I celebrated my first deaniversary, if you will, at the start of the year. And so I'm moving into my second year. And I've been so proud of the progress that we've made. So over the last 2 years, Ivy Tech School of Nursing has increased the amount of nurses that, or amount of nursing students, rather, that we accept in our associate's degree program. So over the past 2 years, we have increased the number of students that we admit by 20%, so that we could really listen to our community partners, and really help to meet that need. Sometimes it is difficult when you think about the timeline to become a nurse. While we can graduate nurses at the end of 2 years and they become that registered nursing professional, or there's also a short-term solution for the licensed practical nurse that meets that same nursing need in a variety of settings. We are also working to talk with our community partners about looking within and really helping within to make their own employees application ready. We have a lot of great partners in this community as far as healthcare goes, and we're really thankful to them as they have also helped us gain some resources to really grow our program exponentially. So in addition to the program growth and admitting the number of students, we also have some really exciting things happening within the physical space of Ivy Tech over on Daniels Way, where we are actually with a partnership with a lot of our community partners. We've been given the resources to expand expand some of the teaching spaces that we utilize to teach and prepare our nurses. So we're hoping to have that construction of our expanded lab where we teach our nurses basic skills. We're hoping to have a lot of that completed to start our fall semester, if not sooner. So community partnerships are really essential to what we do, and the growth that we've experienced in our program as well as our space really couldn't happen without them. So big thanks to those community partners we work with every day.
Kim Roach is our guest today. She is the dean of the Lee Marchant School of Nursing. And how do people who have dreams of becoming a nurse, Kim, get started? Is it taking the prerequisites and ramping up? Tell our listeners and tell us how that path gets started at Ivy Tech. Well, you don't have to go through every semester per se, but we know you have to get, as you mentioned, get these prereqs in order. Then you have to go through the application process. Kind of draw us the sketch of how that works.
Yeah, so I think if anybody is interested in nursing at all, if you're thinking about it at all, one of the things that where I would start is if you contact our admissions team and schedule a first an Ivy Friday visit, that's a perfect opportunity for people who are interested in becoming ready for application or want to learn more about nursing to have a tour of the campus, talk about what it means to be admitted to as a nursing student or as a student at Ivy Tech. And then there's opportunities within that visit to come and see the Lee Marchant School of Nursing, as well as interact with myself or someone from my team to answer a lot of questions. So that would be my first suggestion. If someone is interested, contact Ivy Tech, contact our admissions team to schedule a time to really talk one-on-one. The other opportunity that someone would do if they want to get application ready is it's really important for them to meet with some members of our advising team. That can be set up at the same time as the Ivy visit, or they can contact Ivy Tech and speak with an advisor if they're already a nursing student. The advising team are wonderful partners of ours, and they really can work with those students to get those prerequisite courses ready to go, depending on which program they're interested in. That pathway looks a little bit different.
Kim Roach is the dean of the School of Nursing, the Marchant School of Nursing at Ivy Tech. Applying to nursing school, it's not easy, is it, Kim? But you have so many resources to help and keep everybody on the right path.
We do. And along those lines, because the application process, it's important for students to make sure that's accurate. So we have an information session for applications or applicants on April 15th. And it is an online session where students can go to our nursing website, so ivytech.edu/nursing, and they can find campus, and they can go down and register for this information session. There, myself, a member of our team, we can go through the application process with each student and just make sure that once they're ready to complete that application, they have the support to do so.
Right, because that program is intense. What about for students who perhaps need some financial help or aid? Are scholarships or other things, grants available too?
Yes. So as far as nursing goes, there's a couple of really exciting grant pathways that students can pursue. For our practical nursing program, it is a program that's eligible for the next level jobs funding. So this is something where if a student meets certain criteria, they can qualify for Next Level Jobs Grant, which pays for the majority of that education for the practical nursing program. Usually once a month we have Next Level Job sessions that tells more about that if a student is interested. And I believe the next one is April 30th, but it does not focus on nursing, but you could get information about the Next Level Jobs Grant at that point. In addition, we have a wonderful foundations team and a wonderful financial aid team where our community partners have really come together, and we have some specific nursing scholarships that our community has donated to really help students balance that financial burden that can come with going back to school. Very thankful to that, but our students do get eligible for some assistance to help them along the way between next level jobs or the many grants for nursing education that come through our foundation and financial aid team.
The Dean of Nursing is Kim Roach. She is our guest this afternoon from Ivy Tech. And you've done a great job painting this picture for everybody. But we want to make it clear, and I think I have this right. If I'm wrong, that's why you're here. Summertime is not the time for this, correct? This is a fall and spring program. So I just want to make sure that we're not sending or I'm confusing anybody.
Correct. So if someone's interested in applying to nursing school or the School of Nursing, we have two application windows. One is the springtime, and that application window is open right now through May 15th for nursing and health sciences. And then we also have application opportunities in the fall term so that students can begin in either our spring or our summer session. Depending on which is applicable for the degree that they're seeking.
Well, it's good that you have the Yellowwood Cafe coffee shop open every Wednesday, because a little caffeine goes a long way when we're trying to get through these extensive programs. Did you get over there very often to sample the goodies?
I love the Yellowwood coffee shop. All good nurses love their coffee, that's for sure. This is a wonderful, we've got listeners that have not made it over to the Yellowwood coffee shop, it's a great opportunity. It's completely student ran, and so you get to experience the talent of the many students that are a part of our culinary program. It's just a great opportunity to get over there on Wednesdays and just see what they're doing. You get wonderful coffee and pastries, and the pastry menu changes every week, so that's kind of exciting. Yeah, and then you can also just meet the wonderful people that play a part of what Ivy Tech does every day. So I would encourage you to come to the coffee shop. It's every Wednesday from March 27th through May 1st, and the shop is open from 9:30 to 1 p.m.
Yeah, you don't have to be a student. You can just come from the community and enjoy and see everything that's going on. And if you'd like more information, just go to yellowwoodrestaurant.com. Now, Kim, don't tell anybody, but I have my reservation for the cafe when it opens in April, and I can't wait to see what's on that menu as well. Another great part of community partnership, the Red Cross and Ivy Tech has been partnered up here for a few years, just after the pandemic ended, I believe, on blood drives. And not this week, but next week, you can help everybody. We never have enough food in our food pantries. We never have enough blood in our blood banks. But next week, we can help reduce some of that. You'll have them on Thursday and Friday. Which part of Ivy Tech's campus do we need to go to next week if we'd like to give blood?
Yes, yeah, so the blood drives for next week, that's an awesome partnership, and I'm really thankful for the impact in the community, especially being a healthcare provider. You can appreciate how it has always helped take care of patients in the healthcare. But if you are interested in the blood drive, that takes place in Lampkin Hall both Thursday and Friday.
And that's a great way to, again, donate to the community. Giving blood. If you can't make it this week, don't worry. There will be other opportunities on a monthly basis moving forward. And with the sunshine and warming up today, well, we know that summer's right around the corner. The Center for Lifelong Learning summer camps, those tend to fill up quickly. How can we get involved with those? So we've got plans for the kids once school ends coming up in May.
So the Center for Lifelong Learning, that's a great program. You have life outside of Ivy Tech, and my kids, I have three kids, and they have all been involved in the Center for Lifelong Learning summer camps, and they love it. So if you're interested in the wonderful work those people do, you can go online at ivytech.edu/CLL, and that is where you register for those classes and see what's available for kids, teens, and adults as well.
Excellent. Well, I hope you have a great Easter weekend, and April's right around the corner. I know you guys have a bunch of busy things going on, but if people would like more nursing information, we know how competitive and popular that program is. It never hurts to get ahead and stay ahead. Kim, who do they need to call? Who do they need to get online? Where? Take us, send us to the right spots.
Yeah, so we would be happy to talk to anybody who is interested in nursing. I can be reached at 812-330-6118, or I can be emailed at kroach14@ivytech.edu. And if you just make that initial contact, then we will connect you with the right person on our team to get you the answers that are most helpful to you.
Well, you are most helpful this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time. Pinch hitting for the chancellor this week, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.